hairy headed little man.
We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Where President Biden's lawyers revealed that documents marked classified were found in office space that he used as a private citizen. The Justice Department is reviewing how that happened. Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas is tracking the story. Good morning, Pierre.
George, good morning. Biden's own Justice Department is looking at how classified documents associated with him were potentially mishandled in a case that could be politically explosive. The Attorney General has launched a preliminary investigation into how classified documents ended up at the Penn Biden Center, a Washington think tank, nearly 6 years after he left the Obama administration. Sources telling ABC News a small number of classified documents were found last November, a day before the midterm elections, at an office where Biden occasionally used space from 2017 to the start of the 2020 campaign. The White House saying last night it is cooperating with the National Archives and the Justice Department. It's unclear if the president was involved in moving the documents or if he even knew they were at the center, George.
Dealing with classified documents, but there are key differences between this and the case involving former President Trump.
Yes, these documents were found by attorneys for President Biden, and they immediately notified the National Archives, which was apparently unaware that they were missing. Former President Trump received a subpoena from a federal grand jury after a long-running dispute with the National Archives over boxes of documents he had taken from the White House upon leaving office.
Yeah.
Authorities say he failed to properly respond to that subpoena, and the FBI searched his property only after receiving evidence that Trump was still hoarding documents even after one of his attorneys declared that everything had been turned in. And they say they found evidence that former President Trump was obstructing the investigation. And George, there's the question of scale. Trump is accused of hoarding hundreds of classified documents. But still, the Justice Department is going to be under intense scrutiny. And if anything appears remotely criminal, a special counsel could be named. A key, George, will be whether the damage assessment shows that anything was particularly sensitive and if these potential losses would have affected national security.
Oh, Jesus. God. Yeah. Oh, it's the same. It's the same. You know what this this actually shows? It shows that sometimes good people make mistakes and bad people actually obstruct justice. That is a key difference. I mean, every fact in the case with regard to Biden having 10 classified documents is different than the case of Donald Trump stealing the documents from the White House, bringing them to his resort, keeping them in cardboard boxes, showing them to people who had absolutely no authorization to see them, lying to the National Archives, lying after a subpoena, a federal subpoena was issued to produce the documents, literally having your attorney swear under penalty of perjury that they did due diligence and that there are no more documents at Magaloco responsive to the subpoena in an attempt to obstruct justice and then turning around and saying they were mine. They're mine. They're mine, 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 and you can't have them. Next to Joe Biden had his attorneys who were packing files in a locked that were housed in a locked closet while they prepared to vacate office space at the Penn Biden Center in Washington, D.C., came across documents that they believed were classified, marked such, and immediately called the National Archives and said, "We have these documents you need to know and come and get them." Yeah, it's the same. And, you know, I don't know what's going on over at CNN over there, but last night their chyron and their conversation and their accusations as if Joe Biden had done the same or something even remotely similar or something even remotely related to the scenario that I just described that Donald Trump participated in, lied about, swore out affidavits, swore out, his lawyers under penalty of perjury to say there are no more. Honestly, CNN was pretending last night that this was the same situation. I don't know what's going on over there, but it was creepy. It was, dangerous. It's not honest. It's actually dishonest and disingenuous. And it is amazing, amazing what is going on at that freaking network. I swear to God, I don't understand it. Okay, so here's the thing. You shouldn't have classified documents in your possession after you leave office, period. If you're a Congress member or a senator, in order to see classified documents, you have to go to a secure location, also known as a SCIF. Okay? The Vice President of the United States should not have classified documents housed in a closet. That would be bad. But in this case, it definitely appears like it was a mistake. The National Archives didn't know the documents were missing. In Trump's case, they knew the documents were missing because the documents were important. The documents had to do with national security. We still don't know to this minute what the documents actually were. But let me tell you what's going on at the Department of Justice, just in case you're really, really concerned with national security under Biden's stewardship of national security. The Department of Justice, also known as Merrick Garland, actually tasked the U.S. attorney in Chicago to review the documents that were handed over to the National Archives to determine whether or not they had any effect on our ability to keep ourselves secure. I want you to know that the U.S. attorney in Chicago that Merrick Garland chose to review these documents to see whether or not they would jeopardize the United States and our national security is a Trump-appointed U.S. attorney. Just saying. Just so you can breathe easy today and not have to worry that the Chi-Coms or anybody else who was unauthorized to see classified documents were viewing classified documents in the Biden Center for Diplomacy in a closet. I mean, I cannot, listen, I'm just going to let the lawyers explain this to you, okay? How this is apples and oranges. This has no similarity to that. None.
What's different here and why I'm telling everyone to slow down with these comparisons to Mar-a-Lago and to what Donald Trump is facing is the absence of any obstructive or concealment efforts. Joe Biden's team, his lawyers, did exactly what you do in this situation. You call up the National Archives, you forward it to them, you get them to pick it up immediately. That's what they did. The Justice Department is playing this very properly, recognizing the political sensitivities. They're having the U.S. attorney, in Chicago, take a look at it. That's fine. This has no relation, no similarity to what Donald Trump did, playing games out in Mar-a-Lago, concealing things, having lawyers submit statements with false information to the Justice Department. This needs to be investigated, but this does not appear to be anything like Donald Trump did.
And, Joe Biden is nothing like Donald Trump is, okay? He just isn't. Donald Trump's CFO, okay, Weisselberg today got sentenced. He got sentenced for committing fraud. I can't think of a more deserving person to go to Rikers Island. Oh, maybe I can. Let's see. Who's more deserving of going to Rikers for the illegalities that occurred at the Trump Organization? Oh. I think I just answered my own question with the question's title of the organization that committed the fraud. I think I did. I think I just answered that question. I mean, did this. So Weisselberg is going to Rikers Island. You understand Rikers Island is like one of the most notorious prisons in the history of prisons. It's so bad that it's going to close in 4 years. That's how bad it is. But he got 5 months and a $2 million fine for being a cooperating witness against the Trump Organization. I mean, you can't even make this crap up. There is no moral equivalency. There is no similarity to the behavior of a Donald Trump to a Joe Biden. It's just not even in the same hemisphere, the behavior. Not even related in the same geographical region of the world. Do you know what I'm saying? Not even in the northern hemisphere, not even in the northern and southern hemisphere. There's nothing that is similar about Joe Biden's reaction to classified documents and Donald Trump.